The FBI has already alerted local law enforcement about a possible terrorist attack at an unspecified location around the country. Despite the increased alert status, State Emergency Government Administrator Ed Gleason says it's not likely barricades will be returned to the Capitol and don't expect an immediate National Guard presence at airports.
We haven't identified those protective measures. I think our focus initially will be, we'll continue to monitor events throughout the nation and see what is being done out there. But I think our real effort initially is just to try to raise the general awareness level throughout the state, make sure people are reporting unusual things, that people aren't just going about as business as normal.
Wisconsin received more than $10 million in federal money for terrorism preparedness. Firefighters and police got protective gear. The money also paid for chemical monitors and communication devices. Federal officials elevated the alert code from yellow to orange after intelligence information indicated a possible terrorist attack against the United States. Attorney General John Ashcroft says so-called soft targets could include hotels or apartment buildings. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.